Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, August 12th, 2024, pre-market report. Let's cut through the garbage here for a moment. All of this is pretty freaking overwhelming, but if we focus, you and I, on what the dynamics are, what's in play, people we cannot be taken advantage of. I've never seen anything like this before. I've never heard of anything like this before. And all the people out here who just, you know, don't get it. It's crazy. This is a channel, once again, which allows people to see through all of it and focus on what's going on with regard to how we can make the system work for us and not against us. People, look, if you don't understand right now, that everything you're seeing, this is a game. It is a game on a worldwide global scale, okay? And the pieces are being moved around. Who's responsible for moving these pieces around? Is it you? Is it me? Do we have the power to move the global markets, to move the world economy in the direction that it's going, that is off of a freaking cliff? Do we have that power? Of course we don't. To move the military machine places around the world, to create cash out of nothing, to buy debt. Do we have printing presses? No. But understanding that those who do have weaponized the system against us people, come on, man. This is about opportunity. So again, this is not a doomer channel or a gloomer channel. This is for people with enough intellect who use their God-given intellect to see through the garbage and get ourselves in the right spots while we have time. Is time running out? Absolutely, time is running out. And we know that. But we know where this is eventually all going. We are going to see again. Look, for those of you that are new here that think Greg is some kind of a permabull, Greg is not a permabull. I look at the dynamics in play, and they're easy. It's easy. Just follow the money. Follow what's coming out of the mouths of the most largest, biggest clown show that has ever been created before in the history of the world. People, Wall Street is in bed with politics, or our politicians. Our politicians are in bed with Wall Street. They're the ones who have the power to move the pieces around the globe, the war machine, the cash creation out of nothing, the buying the debt. The deceptions, the distractions, the look here, the don't look there. They're the ones, okay? And they're working together to deceive you, man. Get hip to the situation here. What does this mean? What does it boil down to for you and me? Again, opportunity. If we know what's going to happen, because look, it's not too hard to follow the pathway they're leading us to. Okay, we all know where they want to lead us to, period. So if we know that, if we know what they're doing, the agenda that's being pushed on us, and I just covered this to a high order yesterday with my third element here. If you didn't see the video that I did yesterday, okay, with my Marcus, a look ahead, I mean, you missed out on a huge chunk of what's going on here. In fact, I would urge you to shut this off. This particular video, go watch the one I did yesterday and then come back here. You'll have a much better idea of what's happening, where opportunities are. Period. Now, we're going to talk about that, but I want to bring a few things to your attention so you can better understand why I'm going where I'm going with all of you right now. So first of all, the war machine. This mechanism, people, war. The build-up to war. Funding for war. Kinetic movements, whatever it might be, these endeavors collectively generate more need for cash to be borrowed into the system than any other human endeavor. Henceforth, why we've seen what we're seeing under this president, under the last president, and the one before him had a whole different agenda here, with regard to some other things. But again, it all is a build-up to where we are now. Okay, we don't have the cash to fund any of this stuff. It has to be borrowed into existence, pulled into existence. And that mechanism here, again, massively currency negative. And so what does that mean? purchasing power stolen from all of you as the, again, we're doing things like this here. U.S. orders missile submarine to the Middle East, beefs up security. USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group ordered to sail more quickly. You know, look, we're already in World War III. You already know that. And it's astonishing to me how many people don't see what's going on here. All the pawns are in place here. So obviously that is an element of this entire thing that we need to pay attention to. But war again, the build up to war, funding for war, whatever it might be, this mechanism here, there's nothing that comes close to this when it comes to the mechanism to pull more cash into the now, out of the future. Why do you think it was? Okay, let's just put this into perspective. That the founders of this nation that we live in here, they wanted a gold standard because this would limit war, would limit spending. When that was stolen from all of us here, when we went from a wealth-based system into a debt-based system, then they could create, of course, I mean, that's the dynamics of the wealth-based system. It must find every avenue imaginable, every nightmare they can come up with here to pull more cash into the now. It can't stop. Once we allowed this mechanism to overtake us, okay, going from, again, the wealth-based system that was a gold standard to a debt-based system, a so let it be, a fiat system. That's what fiat stands for. So it just is, just into existence out of nothing. We lost. We lost right there. And that's why we're seeing the situation here on a global scale. Every developed nation on this earth has the same system, this debt-based system. And that should tell you something here. We do not have a world run by, again, kings, queens, presidents, monarchs, your dictators. That's the illusion here. And that illusion is being really pushed home here in the United States to the dumbed down, that they really believe that a president has pulled power. You think Biden has power? Biden has power in your view. The man, honestly, people, look, I'm not putting him down. He's old. He's got cognitive issues. So you believe that guy, those of you who believe this in presidents, you think he has the power to pull the strings? Is he the puppet master? No, he's not. I already told you. You already know that. And to those of you who, again, who will say that they do, well, what happened with Trump's warp speed bioweapon that he helped develop, obviously, pumped trillions of dollars into the system? You think most of you who believe that it wasn't his fault, he was forced to do it. So if he was forced to do it, then you are conceding that there is a puppet master. Come on, people, wake the freak up. So anyway, look, if we understand all this and the deceptions, the distractions, then it just allows us all here to understand where the opportunities are. And that's what really this is all about. So let's talk about that. So we got this warning here from Morgan Stanley on the stock market. So the yen carry trade is a distraction, which that seems to have gone away here. Anyway, the stock market has fundamental problems. Really? Really? Duh. Are you trying to tell me that Morgan Stanley is now saying that the distortions that exist are just not sustainable? Can we give Morgan Stanley a big, fat, ugly duh? Because I think you and I together have understood this more than anybody for as long. Go as far back as you want to go. I've been explaining to you that these distortions that we have in the market are beyond anything we've ever seen, anything that's ever been heard of before, and it ain't going to stop anytime soon. So those of you that are sitting back, sucking your thumb somewhere on missing out on what's really an engineered bull market, it's not real. The market's not real. There's no market to keep people afraid of something, to keep them away from allowing the system to work for them, because that's what they want to do. That's what they want to do, man. You can't make this stuff up. This is another headline here from CNBC. On paper, the stock market should be great. Not on a knife's edge. This is Jim Cramer, by the way, our lovely friend Jim Cramer, you got to be very careful of this guy. I think he's, I have no respect for him anymore at all. But this is the same guy, Jim Cramer, who told us that the stock market is reflective of the economy. People, nothing could be further from the truth. There's no connection here between the stock market and the economy. It's easy money, people. How do I say this in another way to you? We're a house of cards built over a pool of gasoline that is going to go off. But instead of being afraid of when it's going to go off, trying to pick tops and bottoms in this market, you see what they did to you recently here? We have a market that, again, is up 25% or more now in the last 9 months. A couple Fridays ago, we got a big sell-off. People were terrified and afraid. Monday, we had a follow-through. What did we have? Oh, the yen carry trade is unwinding. It's over. The markets are going down. The fear, okay? And fear causes people to make really bad decisions. Me and my lions, when we smell blood in the water, when we see fear, that's when we pounce. I pounced. I told all of you that I added aggressively, well, to one position I have, JEPQ. Look, I'm an open book. All of you know that. I'll tell you what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. If it doesn't make sense to you, that's fine. If it makes sense to you, okay. I'm not saying anyone should be all in on the stock market. I'm not saying anyone should be all in on cryptocurrency or even precious metals. You gotta be diversified. Now look, you and I, we have the best indicator ever that has ever been created in the history of this freaking world with regard to risk. We understand, again, these are not just squiggly lines. The MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. People, again, for those of you that have even one functioning brain cell, even less, okay? There is a link in the description of this video where you can utilize this tool here. This is not the end all, but it's a major component as to our setup, what we're doing here, where opportunity lies. If we see this here, what is this telling us? That this precipitous drop that we've seen here is the Fed buying it all. Okay, this is the Fed weakening the dollar. Central banks collectively, you all know this, are in a race to the bottom to kill their currency. They're killing their currency by design. And mechanisms like war, the build-up to war, the funding for war, where's all this cash come from again? We don't have it. We don't have it. The Fed's got to create it out of nothing for our loving, caring representatives to help destroy us. You understand? Now, if we understand more clearly than ever that there are not one, not two, but three dynamics in play right now being pushed by the clown show. They're clowns. They are freaking clowns. And I don't know the way to put this to you. Stop it with the Trumps and the Kamalas here. People, let's look at what they're saying here. What are they promising you? What are they both promising you? What they're both promising you, we promise lower rates. What does that mean? That's allowing the Fed to get in here and buy more. Again, the Fed has no magical powers. The Fed has to get into the market. They have to create cash out of nothing, get into the markets, and buy all the debt. Buying all the debt is massively stock market positive. It's massively currency negative. You cannot pull apart lower rates and a weaker dollar. So they're both promising you. Again, they're saying it. We promise you lower rates. But meanwhile, they want to fix inflation. It's a big lie, obviously. They're helping the Fed advance their agenda here. When you hear Trump, when you hear Kamala making these same promises, both of them, okay, this is the first two factors. We covered this yesterday, and I wrote a whole paper about it. Lower rates and a weaker dollar doesn't help you. I covered why. I covered what we need to do instead of these two things. Now there's the third element here. All, both roads, both Trump's road and Kamala leading right up to cryptocurrency. That, my lovely friend, should tell you something here. I don't believe in coincidences, and neither do you. I ran a poll yesterday. I said, I don't believe in coincidence here. I don't believe in this nonsense, especially when it comes to politics, okay, and Wall Street. There's a reason here why both clowns, they're clowns, okay? You don't like it? Go someplace else where they're going to tell you how great Trump is, that he walks on water, he's the smartest man who's ever existed, and Kamala, the same thing. She's brilliant. She's going to save us all, okay? They both, again, we're split right down the middle here, it looks, people on this blog. But break away from that for a minute, because I know a lot of you are going to focus on that. Well, Kamala is this, and Trump is that. Again, You reply like that, it proves to me that you've been dumbed down and you believe it all. This is just nonsense here. They're pushing us down the same destructive pathway. The currency, the central banks here allowing them to control it all. I already told you from many, many months ago, the Fed needs an ally in the White House and they're going to get one. It doesn't seem to matter at this point, at least to the financial system, which is the backbone of everything else. And they're going to come up with other reasons here to pull cash into the system. Okay, we understand that. So that presents us with enormous opportunity. Now with this whole crypto thing, they're both on the same page. Trump with his 180 with regard to Bitcoin and crypto, calling it the biggest scam on the face of the earth, now to having a love affair with it. Kamala now, the crypto queen, you gotta be kidding me. Both of them have the same love affair. They're both in love with the same thing. That should tell you something, people. To me, this is obviously a window into what's happening here. Trump, Kamala, doesn't matter anymore. Get them, either one, behind the Resolute desk. They're going to move us into a central bank digital currency. They're going to make sure the Fed becomes even stronger than they are now by calling for lower rates, by promising you lower rates. They're going to get it. That's what the Fed wants to do. The Fed wants lower rates. The Fed's buying it all now. Mortgage rates just dropped to an over 1 year low. But they're not cutting rates. People, it's astonishing how stupid people are. The Fed has not yet made their announcement that they're cutting rates, but rates are falling. Wow! People, come on, man. Wake up. The opportunities are everywhere. And we have this. If we realize the Fed's buying it all, this means they're going to prop up the stock market even more so than they are now. This means opportunity in commodities across the board. How do I tell you this another way? Especially silver and gold. Silver, Greg's favorite asset of all time. Even though silver is my favorite asset of all time. I'm not telling you to go all in on this. I think you still need to be diversified. You can be overweight or have a larger portion of your portfolio in precious metals. Absolutely, you can do that. But you got to be diversified. I still, again, with cryptocurrency, if we understand that we have not just freak one, Trump, and freak two, Kamala, both pathways leading to crypto here. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You still want to hang on to what Trump used to say, that it was SHIT coin, crap coin, whatever he said? No, he loves it now. It's a love affair. Kamala too, both of them. Look, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. Why some of you out here can't understand that at least you need some of this stuff in your portfolio? Whatever, man. Obviously, you need gold and silver. You need exposure to commodities and you need exposure to this stock market. You understand? And I'm not saying that we're done with volatility. I already told you, and I called this to the day, when volatility would start in this market, I told you it's not hard. If you understand dynamics in the market, how the market works, seasonal volatility, geopolitical things that are going on here, expect it. Expect it, embrace it. A false flag is coming, people. You know that. And that will probably be a buying opportunity for the stock market. Why? Because the Fed's buying it all, man. Get on the freaking same page. Let's do this. I'm not going to let them beat us, man. I'm not letting it happen. Not on my watch. I already told you, people. And I think we've pretty much nailed it to the wall. I wouldn't say 100%, but I'd say better than 90%. Who could do better than that? You and I? Nobody. I mean, honestly, people, I'm not tooting our horn here, but to say the least, we've nailed it to the wall. All right, people, look, I'm going to let y'all go. Hope you got something out of here, man. Look for opportunity. This is, yes, absolutely, a house of cards over a pool of gasoline, but that is opportunity across the board. I mean, in the markets, in commodities, in cryptocurrencies, with disconnecting yourself from the clown show. But some of you can't do it. I get it. You've fallen so deeply through those trap doors that have been set for you. There's no escape. And unfortunately, you're going to lose. There's just no way that you can win if you have your mind controlled. It's astonishing to me how easy it is for people's minds to be controlled. They can't see it. They will never see it. They don't understand how they're being duped. They don't understand how they're being lied to by the same people who they believe in. It's insane. Utterly insane. All right, people, look, that's pretty much it for me. Does this make sense to you? I want to hear from you what we've covered here. On target, off target, if it's off target, Hey, look, I get it. I get it. But tell me where I got it wrong. All right. Look, love you a lot from the heart, people. I really mean that with all I got. I will see you later. 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Please show up. Not just show up, but have questions. Again, I am going to open this up to all of you at the end. Ask me some questions. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. We'll cover it. All right. I will see you later. All right. Until we meet again, people, take care of yourselves and each other.